The Stondon Singers are a mixed chamber choir resident at the Atmospheric Priory Church of St Lawrence, Blackmore. On the 12th of November, that's next Tuesday, they'll be performing their next concert entitled Watercolours at St Lawrence, Blackmore. And here to tell us more about the Stondon Singers and their forthcoming concert is David Schacht. Good afternoon, David.
Hello, Bob. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, well, thank you so much for coming in. How are you today? You okay?
Yes, thank you.
Good. Right. Now, you're going to tell us all about the Stondon Singers and your concert. Perhaps we could start by learning a little about the history of the Stondon Singers. I believe you were in there at the start, weren't you?
I was indeed. 4th of July 1968.
Right.
We didn't even have a name then. We were just a gang of eight. And it so happens that that date, 4th of July, was an anniversary of the death of William Byrd, who's one of the greatest English composers of the early days. He died in 1623, and he lived in Stondon Massey for the last 30 or so years of his life, and he might even be buried at Stondon Massey Church in the churchyard. We're not sure about that.
Okay.
That's one of them stories, I'm afraid. We were formed to sing some music of Byrd's. We did his four-part mass on that evening and thought we were going to go home to bed and be done with it. But people seemed to rather like what we did. And so we carried on. We got ourselves a name and we got ourselves a few more dates and bookings, and it's gone on since then.
Right. Well, I can tell you have a fine voice on you there. I'm sure you must be a singer yourself, are you?
Still just, shall we say, hanging on by my eyebrows.
Oh, well, you've got a very fine speaking voice anyway. So how many members are there in the Stondon Singers?
We're about two dozen now.
Okay.
From the original eight. And we've extended our horizons. I mean, we began, as I've said, with William Byrd, and we concentrated on music of that sort of period, the Golden Age, Elizabethan music. My goodness, there's some stuff to choose, and it's lovely. It is terrific. But we've broadened our horizons a good deal since then, although we still do the Byrd Memorial Concert in July each year at Stondon Massey.
Okay.
That's a hardy annual for us.
Good. I mean, are you always on the lookout for new members, or is there sort of a set membership that never seems to change?
No. If anyone would like to join, we'd be very interested to know.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And
I think all voices, gosh, yes.
Right. Well, you wouldn't want me, but anyway, I can't sing for toffee. But I imagine any sort of new potential members would have to pass an audition, would they, to get in?
Right, well, our conductor likes to hear their voices individually, yeah, certainly, but we would do a kind of optional probation period,
yep,
sort of a term or 3 months or so, and see how it goes on either side.
Right.
So it isn't a terrifying business at all. We've all had voice tests with Christopher Tinker, and it isn't that daunting.
No. I expect it takes new people a while to settle in, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Okay. So where have you performed as the Stondon Singers?
Oh, all sorts of places.
Yeah.
We haven't travelled as widely as we might have liked to, but Locally, we've been in Brentwood Cathedral and Chelmsford. We've got up to the borders of Suffolk. There are a couple of lovely little churches there. One of our members lives in that direction, and we've sung services up there. Also, St Paul's Knightsbridge,
okay,
a lovely church, much used by the BBC singers. We've sung a service there. This was in the days when Justin Doyle was our conductor, because he was director of music there.
Right.
We did a Handel concert as part of the Chelmsford Cathedral Festival, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, in the early days, yes, we went to Ely, and we also there was a session in Aldborough.
Okay, yeah, that's Suffolk,
which
yeah,
I wasn't involved in, so I don't know much about that, but we did a residential weekend at Ely many, many years ago. Huge fun, that was.
So you're quite well
jolly cold.
Yeah. So what about the performances? Are they normally a cappella, or do you have accompaniment with them?
We're normally a cappella, unaccompanied, simply because the sort of music that we initially specialised in, Byrd, Palestrina, Talis, etc., it is unaccompanied music.
Okay.
There is also, I have to say, in these hard times, the little matter of money, because instrumentalists come a bit expensive.
Yeah.
So what happens nowadays is that most of our concerts are unaccompanied, but every now and then we take a deep breath and push the boat out and have an orchestra. In fact, we did last spring.
Right.
We did a concert of Italian stuff, the Cavalli Missa Concertata, with a small baroque orchestra. By orchestra, I should explain, I mean not more than about 9 players, but by gum, they were good.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, they were lovely.
Excellent.
They were an assortment of people from all over the country. They're specialists, so everyone knows everyone else.
Yeah.
And they just turned up on the day and they played like angels.
Lovely. Okay. Lovely. Well, we'll go on and talk about next Tuesday's concert in a moment, but we're going to hear a piece of music that you've brought along today. It's one that you'll be performing on the night next Tuesday. Would you like to introduce it and tell us all about it?
Yes. This is very much to do with our theme of watercolours. There's a lot of water in the... at least in the text of the pieces that we'll be singing in the first part of the concert. And this is Delius, to be sung of a summer night on the water, and it's the first one.
Well, that's absolutely beautiful, isn't it? I felt myself floating away then. That's very nice. And I expect when you perform it in, you know, places like the church in Blackmore, it enhances the music, doesn't it? Does the church have good acoustics for your
Yes, it does.
Singing?
It's got a barrel roof without arches. Arches are sometimes a problem.
Right.
But the acoustic is nice, and we're used to it, and our listeners are used to it.
Yep.
It does very well indeed. We've sung... at both ends of the church, the last concert, the one with the instruments that I spoke of a little while ago,
right.
We sang at the west end. We were round the font, but there's a bit more space for instruments and
right,
so on.
Okay.
That worked rather well, but we normally sing in the normal sort of choir position.
Lovely.
At the east end.
Okay. So for Tuesday night, watercolours is the theme. Can you tell us a little bit about the music on the night?
Yes, indeed. And as well as the Delius... there's quite an assortment of styles and things. A couple of madrigals by Morley and Wilby. There's some Elgar. Elgar's part songs, they're marvellously suitable for a watercolours theme because he practically composes watercolour music.
Right.
It's very atmospheric and very beautiful. There are the Britain flower songs. And then we have... a selection of choruses from Haydn's Creation.
Okay.
We've made them into a little sequence. The Creation is a delightful work. It's a work of Haydn's old age. He was old and mellow, bless him. And the work is it's naive, actually, and very, very beautiful. It's the Creation up until the creation of Adam and Eve.
Right.
But it doesn't get as far as the fall from grace. There is one tiny mention of it in a recitative towards the end, which we miss out, actually, in our performance. So it's all very simple and beautiful, and everything's lovely in the garden and so on. It's a beautiful, beautiful work, and the choruses are really rather fine. They're fun to sing, and they're very nice to listen to.
Sounds lovely. Okay, and next month, I believe you have a Christmas concert too. Can you tell us about that one?
Yes, indeed. That's again, one of our hardy annuals. The Bird Festival in July is one of them, and Christmas at Blackmore is another. We really couldn't get away without that.
Right.
That is on the 17th of December. It's another Tuesday.
Okay.
We seem to be set on Tuesdays. I'm rather stressing the Tuesday business because the 12th of November, our concert, the watercolours concert, is unusual for being on a Tuesday. And part of the reason is that there are lots of things going on elsewhere around this time.
Right, yeah.
But do remember it is on a Tuesday. December the 17th, that Tuesday, that's more familiar.
Yep.
A Tuesday near Christmas. Oh, the usual assortment of carols, and we should be doing the Britain Ceremony of Carols.
Lovely. OK. Now, as far as the Stondon Singers concerned, I believe you have a patron scheme. How do you become a patron, and what are the benefits?
Right. Benefits, a regular newsletter by email or post.
All right.
Email preferred these days. We're trying to reduce our post because the stamps get so darned expensive.
Yeah.
Sorry. Priority bookings for all concerts. Reserved seats if you want. And your name in our concert programme if you want. And invitations to workshops and open rehearsals.
Okay.
The open rehearsals, we've had two or three of those. Workshops... I should mention that there is one brewing for next May, so stay tuned.
Okay.
And the best way to find out about such things is by getting onto our website, And Bob, you're going to plug that loud and clear.
I'll be giving that out in just a moment. So if you want to get a pen ready.
Yeah.
And you can become a patron by making a suggested minimum contribution of £25 per annum.
That's correct.
Yep.
That is correct. Yes.
Seems fine. Yes. Well, David, thank you so much for telling us all about the Stondon Singers today. If you would like to find out more about the Stondon Singers, you can visit their website at www.stondonsingers.org.uk. You mentioned Benjamin Britten's Flower Songs earlier on. We're going to play out in a moment with one of those, a really beautiful one actually. But first, a reminder that the concert is next Tuesday, the 12th of November at 7:30. It's at the Priory Church of St Lawrence, Church Street in Gatestone. And
Church Street Blackmore.
Oh,
sorry,
I beg your pardon.
Church Street Blackmore.
No, that's quite right. Sorry about that.
Don't go to the wrong church.
I don't know where that came from. Okay, Church Street Blackmore. And that water is the theme behind a varied and interesting selection of music ranging from early English madrigals to a new piece written by the conductor Christopher Tinker.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes.
The concert also includes a selection of choruses from The Creation by Haydn and a set of flower songs by Benjamin Britten, whose centenary is celebrated this year.
Correct.
Yeah. Cost of that, it's £12 or £10 for concessions. Under 16s go for £5. Do you need to book in advance for that, or can you just turn up?
No, you can get tickets in advance from a member.
Yeah. That's Matthew Butts, is it, I believe?
Yes.
Yeah, the number
Or any other member, yes.
Okay, well,
Matthew's number.
The number to contact Matthew is 01992 522 300. So, thanks again, David.
Thank you.
I'd like to do, if we can arrange it sometime, is to see if we can get all of your singers here in the studio for a live performance.
That would be fun. Worth trying.
Yeah, we'll see if we can
Don't know if we can ever manage it. It's worth trying. Can I just mention one last thing about the Blackmore concert?
Yeah.
The old sweats will know this. Church Street in Blackmore, it's a dead end. It's a cul-de-sac. It just ends up at the church. Parking gets a bit tight up there. You're well advised to park somewhere else in the village. Okay. That is possible. There will be most of you who know that, but it's worth knowing about. And if there's someone with mobility problems, suggest arrive fairly early, do your unloading and so on in Church Street, and then put the car somewhere else.
All right, lovely. Thank you, David.
Thank you.
Well, once again, thank you for coming in today. We're going to finish with an example of what you can hear on the night.
Good.
This is from Benjamin Britten's Flower Songs. It's absolutely beautiful. It's the Evening Primrose.